Let's see. On a dark and gloomy night around 10 o'clock at night, a man was standing in front of a store that had been closed for some time. He was standing there getting ready to light a cigar. A policeman suddenly came walking by and asked the man what was he doing standing there. He told the policeman he was waiting on a friend named Jimmy Wells. They had promised each other over 20 years ago to meet back at the same spot, the same place, to see how well they had made a fortune over the years. He waited, and it was past 10 o'clock, and the policeman had told him, "Well, it's after 10 o'clock. Do you think your friend is going to show up?" So the guy, O. Henry, had said that, "Well, I'll give him an extra half an hour at the most and see what will happen then." In the meantime, he noticed this figure across the street. It was a tall, slender man dressed in a long coat. And he came across the street slowly. O. Henry looked and looked. And all of a sudden he said, "Jimmy Wells, is that you?" The guy was saying, well, it's been a long time. You haven't changed that much." And O. Henry had said, "Well, you've changed. Your nose has changed. You don't go from a big nose to a pug nose." So then all of a sudden, O. Henry had said, "Wait a minute. You're not Jimmy Wells. I remember Jimmy Wells very well, and you're not him." So the guy said, "Well, you're right." He had passed him a note, and he had said, "For the past few minutes, you had been under arrest." And he gave him the note, and he had read the note, and it was said, it was a note from Jimmy Wells that said he had seen in a paper that he was wanted in Chicago. Some trouble he had gotten into in Chicago, and he was wanted. And the policeman had placed him under arrest, but Jimmy didn't know it. And the guy had told him, said, "Well, your friend Jimmy Wells is standing around the corner." And the note was saying that when he read in the paper you were wanted, that by him, I guess, being his friend, he couldn't really turn him in. On his own, he had to get somebody else to turn him in. So that's what he did. I guess he hired the tall, slim man in the long coat to deliver the letter to him to let him know that he was under arrest. And that was the end.
That was a lot of detail.
I guess.
Pause, pause. Alrighty.
Well, when I was working about 20 years ago, I decided to leave work and started to take care of children. That's when I went into child care. I had several kids at one time, but one was particularly special. Her name was Alexi. She was a darling of a child, sweet. But she could get into some kind of trouble around the house. I had to watch her day in and day out. "Don't touch this baby. Don't do that baby." She was a doozy. Oh, and then her sister. I had her sister along with her. And she was the jealous one. You couldn't give Alexa if you couldn't give Aaliyah. When you tell Aaliyah she couldn't have it, oh, she pitched a fight. Oh, she wanted to scream and holler. She couldn't get her way. Then I remember the time when I was keeping AJ. He was a little teeny little fat something, little butterball, and everybody was so crazy about him. He was just so sweet, and he loved to eat. Anything you cooked, he ate, and he was particularly crazy about graham crackers. I couldn't keep enough graham crackers in the house for him. He just loved them. And then Jesse, that was the crybaby of the bunch. He cried and he cried and he cried. I did everything in my power trying to calm him. I gave him toys. I played with him. I took the kids to the playground and let them play on the playground. And he just cried and cried. I think he more or less missed his mommy during the day, but I don't think he understood that she had to work, you know. But after a couple of weeks, he began to, you know, stop all the crying, and he became attached to me. And when his mother came to get him, he didn't really want to go home. He had gotten that attached to me. And all of the kids that I have taken care of were crazy about me. They used to call me Mama Mag. For some reason, I could never understand that, but that's what they all, you know, used to call me and all. And then when my husband had took sick with the stroke, I had to give all of that up, which I really hated, you know, to do. But I didn't have any other choice but to give up the daycare to take care of him. But I see the children from time to time. They've all got a little older now. But hopefully, you know, I'll get to do daycare again, you know, as soon as my husband get better. So that's more or less, you know, the things that I had liked to do, you know, with the daycare, you know, with the kids and all. And that's it.
That's it? Okay, good. Yes.
I don't think
that's
you
it?
Have anything else to add on to it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Now we'll start the memory exercises.
Uh-oh.
You want to take a break?
No, I can keep going.
Okay, first thing I want to do, I'm going to tell you a short story.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's the story.
That's the story.
Mm-hmm. Tell it back to me.
Okay, a lady had went to the grocery store to buy some groceries. When she got up to the counter to pay for her groceries, she discovered that her wallet was missing and she had no other way of paying for her groceries. I forgot the rest of it that quick.
Okay. Well,
when was the other part? You recording it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, well, you remember what you can, because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just want you to repeat it back to me. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
582.
582.
694.
694.
692 86
392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392 487 392
5 9 1 7 4 2 8 5 9 1 7 4 2 8 5 9 4 9 7 4 2 8 4 9 4 9 you know repeat it 4 1 7 9 3 8 6 4 1 7 4 9 3 6 okay 5 8 1 9 2 6 4 7 5 8 1 9 2 6 7
3 8 2 9 5 1 7 4 3 8 2 1 9 7 4 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4 repeat it 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 6 5 8 4
Okay. Now I'm going to say some digits. I want you to repeat them back to me, but this time backwards.
Okay.
2 4
4 2
5 8
8 5
6 2 9
9 2 6 I mean, is that
yeah, right? Yeah, that's right. 4 1 5
1 5 4
3 2 7 9
9 7 3 What did you say, 3?
Okay. That's all for that. Now, this is going to be time. So, what I want you to do is I want you to, I'm going to give you a category. And I want you to give me as many words that fall into that category as quickly as you can. For example, if I said states, you would say Texas, Oklahoma, Michigan, New York, Georgia. So don't use the same word twice.
Yeah.
Say any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but begin when I say the name of the category. And, you know, as many words as you can that fall into that category as quickly as you can. Okay, you ready?
I guess.
Okay. Okay, the category is foods.
Celery, onions, tomatoes, cabbage, eggplant, grapes, watermelon, squash, broccoli, string beans, lettuce, cucumbers, what else? Potatoes. Peppers, leeks, let's say greens, beans, what else? Uh, corn. Radishes. That's it.
That's it? Okay. Next category is animals. Go.
Birds, dogs, cats, bears, tigers, lions, monkeys, hippopotamuses, leopards, orangutans, crocodiles, alligators, seals, swans, ducks, parrots, finches, ferrets, giraffes, whales, porpoise, fish, what else? Zebras, buffalo, what else? We say tigers. That's it.
Any more?
I'm trying to see. I guess I didn't name them all.
Okay.
Gazelles.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Last item, last one is kitchen items.
Kitchen
items. There you go.
Dishes, cups, pots, pans, spoons, glasses, cups, saucers, canisters, utensils, cooking utensils. Does that include the cleaning stuff? Bleach, detergent, dishwashing detergent. Cleaning liquids, soap, what else? You got your hand soap, your sanitizer, you got your dish rack, your dish cloth, your dish towel, your paper towels, what else you got? You got your mixer, your blender, toaster oven, microwave, you got your juicer, your coffee maker, what else? You got your grill, your indoor grill.
That's it?
Okay. The stove and refrigerator.
Okay. Okay, the next thing, and this is going to be time too. Oh, here we go. Okay, good practice. See that first line? I just want you to read that across. Just read it.
So orange, green, brown, and purple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for this task, what I want you to do.
Hello? Yeah, we testing right now. Hold on.
Hello? When is that? She won't be off until the 19th. Oh, that's next Monday.
Taylor, leave it.
I have to call her because I may be gone by then. Okay, I'll call her when I finish. Yeah. Okay, bye. I know it. Oh, here we go. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is read across, starting from here, read across and just read the words as fast as you can. Starting from the left and go across all the way down.
All the way down to the end.
Go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Seconds. All right. Okay. Now, this time, see part two? Tell me the name of the colors as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. So, for this part, I want you to do the same thing. Start here and tell me the names of the colored dots across and go all the way down. Start from here and go all the way down across.
Like big name.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
A little bit, 10 seconds. Okay. Now this one, part three.
Brown, orange, green, yellow.
Yeah, but this time I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in, and not the word.
green, black, gray, yellow.
Yeah. No.
I mean, blue.
So.
Green, black, gray, and blue.
Right. So, but this part, I want you to do that. Tell me.
So this is blue,
yeah,
red,
right.
Green.
But the word is written right now. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Blue, red, yellow, I mean, let me start over.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me start the timer again. Okay, go.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red. That one was tricky.
Okay. That was 37 seconds.
That was worse. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, everybody. This was a test of attention and inhibition. Basically, you have to avoid, you know, what we want to do is we want to say the word red, blue, yellow. So, but you have to say the name of the color.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of inhibit saying what you want, naturally want to say.
Yeah.
To do the other thing. That's why it takes twice as long.
Goodness.
Okay, remember that story about the lady with the shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me that story again?
Oh my goodness. All I remember is she had went to the grocery store and to buy some groceries. When she got up to the register, she discovered that her wallet was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have any money to pay for her groceries. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I remember from that. I forgot the rest of it.
Okay, that's everything. That's it.
That's the end of the text?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's it.